The world is growing up faster and faster. Prisons should not exist, only schools and care facilities. Money should not hold humanity back. It should help humanity grow. And at birth, every child should be granted a home and all the money they will ever need. We should not tolerate broken ideas. We should reject all that propagates them. The schools are broken. Schools do not teach. And one of the most important things for a student must be exchange programs, each semester in a different part of the world. I will forego writing about the meaning of legal systems in cities that do nothing to prevent poverty. I won't write about judges tolerating the difference between fairness and justice and what is in the law books. I will not mention the second part of the 13th Amendment and what that makes us. I am not going to discuss tolerance of poverty. I won't write about tolerance of cults that erase curiosity and all the things they got away with, especially when no one was looking. I will clench my teeth and I won't say a word about bad teachers and their sick curricula. I won't speak about bad parenting and arrogance. I wasn't even going to talk about ineffective politics. There is actually nothing to say on that subject. Zero. I won't talk about hospitals turning a profit from the sick and dying. It's hard not to talk about losing tigers, but I can hold my tears back. I won't speak. I won't mention the risks that have been taken with climate, pollution and plastics, deforestation, melting glaciers, and ocean desalinization. I won't speak of the Holocene extinction, but I will mention it with anger and sadness. I won't talk about vaccine hesitancy, though like racism and crime, it's just a basic function of lack of education and the impact that toxicity of poverty has on us. There are many more things that I won't speak of. Human rights violations, ongoing slavery in wealthy nations, children in concentration camps in both US and North Korea, looking to the moon and wondering if someone else is looking too, and can they hear their thoughts and feel their despair? I will leave it up to you to notice all those terrible things in the noble course of your own self-education as you rise and rise to become a grown-up. I just want you to know that the reason why you can't understand the world and why nobody has the answers that you need is because nothing works. Some things sometimes do work, but not always, not reliably, not for everyone, and not equally. This is not to say that the world is a bad place. But it is in a bad place. A bad place in its history. The one thing that has been consistent, that we can be sure of, is that every day more and more people notice more and more problems. This increase of awareness has been going on for thousands of years, and it cannot stop. It is just not possible to stop it. There cannot exist any borders or nations sick enough to stop it. We are too complex, and the world is too chaotic, too connected. Each day, we notice more and more broken things. Each day there are more and more people in every village and city of every nation noticing more and more. The Universal Declaration of Human Rights is a miracle. It is incomplete, but it is a beginning. It is a perfect and unerasable starting point for the upcoming change. The global change that will come out of nowhere as a function of our connectedness and the rejection of broken things. When it finally happens, people, especially young people, will look back at our generations with disbelief in their culture, the culture of reason, restraint, dignity, nobility, unbreakability, fortitude, courage, honor, and love, and insight, and foresight, and understanding, and authenticity, and heroism, and compassion, and wisdom. The way we are today will be very unclear to them. Just like we can't understand bathing once a year or living in caves, they will be born to an integrated and truly modern world that will make ours look far too strange.